Nolte, 11 Ways Democrats Helped Overturn Roe v. Wade. By John Nolte on June 27, 2022. No one did more to ensure that the moral and legal atrocity called Roe v. Wade was overturned than Democrats. Let's count the ways, shall we? Harry Reid. How do we even begin to thank the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, DNV, for ending the filibuster? Harry ended the filibuster in 2013 so Barry Obama could fill the courts with fascist radicals. This act ensured then-President Trump could get his trifecta of perfect Supreme Court justices over the finish line. If Reid had not killed the filibuster, at least two of those three, Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, would have been non-starters, and Roe v. Wade would still be the law of the land. Thank you, Harry. Lena Dunham. From where I sit, rape hoaxer Lena Dunham led the pro-abortion crowd into a corner they could not escape from. Back in 2016, when Dunham said, "Now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had," she shifted the left's public attitude. For decades, the pro-abortion crowd treated abortion as a solemn and unfortunate necessity. Dunham basically said the quiet part out loud, and mainstream Democrats followed her lead. As a result, what had been portrayed as safe, rare, and legal was now treated as something like getting a tattoo. Butchering an innocent baby was now a sign of empowerment, strength, or, as Dunham put it, bravery and self-knowledge. Democrats stridently removing the stigma of abortion shocked the conscience of millions and radicalized, in a positive way, the pro-life crowd. Ralph Northam. If you want an example of saying the quiet part out loud, this, from 2019, is really something. When we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of, obviously, the mother, with the consent of the physician. More than one physician, by the way, and it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable. If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. A living baby is fully born, and Democrats don't want to do everything to save its life. And this isn't some freakazoid leftist admitting that. This was the Democrat then governor of Virginia. Before this, I don't think many people knew this kind of legalized murder was happening. The corporate media had covered up this kind of stuff. New media spread the truth far and wide. Kathy Tran. If you want to talk about conscience shocking, watch Democrat Virginia delegate Kathy Tran lobby in favor of what can only be called infanticide. Gilbert, no, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman? Tran, or physical health? Gilbert, okay. I'm talking about the mental health. Tran, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks. Gilbert, okay. But to the end of the third trimester? Tran, yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill. Gilbert, where it's obvious a woman is about to give birth, that she has physical signs that she is about to give birth. Would that be a point at which she could still request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating. Tran, Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would make at that point. Gilbert, I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that. Tran, my bill would allow that, yes. It shocks the conscience. Dr. Kermit Gosnell. The fact that one of the country's worst serial killers cloaked his murder spree behind abortion was nowhere near as shocking to the public as the fact that he was allowed to get away with it for so long, and the corporate media covered up his crimes. Because of Gosnell, we discovered just how unregulated these abortion mills are and that the lives of even born alive babies are so meaningless to the left they didn't care what this monster did. Planned Parenthood. The discovery that Planned Parenthood was selling dead baby parts. Again, this was a glimpse behind the phony safe, rare, and legal rhetoric. The abortion industry was finally exposed as what it truly is, demonic. Barry Obama. During the 2008 presidential election, Obama gave us an early peek behind the phony safe, rare, and legal curtain when he argued in favor of legalized abortion because he didn't want to see his daughters punished with a baby. Michelle Williams. When actress Michelle Williams won a Golden Globe in 2020, She told the world that the left does not see abortion as an unfortunate necessity but a tool of empowerment. While holding her golden calf, Williams said she would not have won that award had she not been allowed to kill her unborn baby. "I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose," she said. "Monstrous. Mentally ill wokatards." There was a time when those who publicly spoke up in defense of Roe v. Wade and legalized abortion came across as thoughtful, mature, educated, measured, and sane. For the last decade or so, straight-up mental cases have become the face of the cause, and to each and every one, they are unattractive, unhinged, ignorant, bloodthirsty, and barbaric. Here, 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 here. I could literally go on all day. Dr. Anthony Fauci. "No one did more to expose the pro-abortion crowd's hypocrisy on my body, my choice than St. Tony Fauci." When Fauci came out in favor of fascist vaccine mandates, all those pro-choice hypocrites bowed in fealty and proved that all their talk about body autonomy was total bullshit. Some of us already knew it was bullshit. After all, another body is involved, the unborn child's body. But the shameless and arrogant way Democrats tossed aside one of their primary pro-abortion talking points was a game-changer. The Democrat Party Class of 2009. Democrats had a filibuster-proof majority in 2009. Barry Obama was president. Nancy Pelosi commanded the U.S. House. Harry Reid had 60 Democrats in the U.S. Senate. Democrats could have passed any law they wanted without fear of opposition, including legalizing abortion. You want to know why they didn't? Democrats don't solve problems. They never have. Instead, they fundraise and gin up their base by ensuring certain issues are never resolved, especially abortion. Roe v. Wade could have been safely codified into law 14 years ago. But to manipulate and bleed their voters white, Democrats chose not to. Republicans have always been upfront about wanting to overturn Roe. "We didn't deceive Democrats. It was Democrats who deceived Democrats by not taking advantage of their 2009 supermajority." Lowell. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.